How it came about in those days that the Philistines gathered their armed camps for war to fight against Israel. And Achish said to David, know for certain that you will go out with me in the camp, you and your men. David said to Achish, very well, you will learn what your servant can do. So Achish said to David, then I will assuredly make you my bodyguard for life. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had mourned him, and buried him in Ramah, his own city. And Saul had removed the mediums, and spirit is from the land. So the Philistines assembled, came and camped in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together, and they camped in Gilboa. When Saul saw the camp of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. So Saul inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him, either in dreams, or by the Urim, or by the prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, find for me a woman who is a medium, so that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, came to the woman by night, and he said, consult the spirit for me, please, and bring up for me the one whom I shall name for you. But the woman said to him, behold, you know what Saul has done, that he has eliminated the mediums, and spiritists from the land. Trap for my life to bring about my death. So Saul swore an oath to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. Then the woman said, who? Saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. But the king said to her, do not be afraid, but what do you see? And the woman said to Saul, I see a divine being coming up. He said to her, how does he appear? She said, an old man is coming up, and he is wrapped in a robe. Then Saul knew that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and paid homage.
And Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me by bringing me up? Saul replied, I am very distressed, for the Philistines are waging war against me, and God has abandoned me. And no one prophets or in dreams. Therefore, I have called you so that you may let me know what I should do. Samuel said, but why ask me, since the Lord has abandoned you and has become your enemy? And the Lord has done just as he spoke through me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom from your hand and given it to your neighbor, to David. Just as you did not obey the Lord and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek, so the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Furthermore, the Lord will also hand Israel along with you over to the Philistines. So tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. Indeed, the Lord will hand the army of Israel over to the Philistines. Then Saul immediately fell falling to the ground and was very afraid because of Samuel's words. Your servant has obeyed you, and I have taken my life in my hand and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. So now you too, please listen to the voice of your servant and let me serve you a piece of bread and eat it so that you will have strength when you go on your way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. However, his servant